20 states banned texting while driving. A measure is also pending at the federal level, and another just made it through the Wisconsin Assembly. Gary Biller directs the National Motorists Association, a group which acknowledges the potential harm of distracted driving, but calls banning texting or talking on a cell phone a slippery slope of regulating behavior in cars. Biller says a much better approach is more education.
There isn't enough or much at all in driver's ed. There needs to be more. There needs to be public service announcements. There needs to be just a whole education campaign.
In Oshkosh, the driver's ed program includes discussion about texting legislation around the country, and no electronic devices are allowed during driving practice. In Stevens Point, instructor Chris Haka says the use of cell phones is discouraged. Outside of class, self-regulation and parental control take over.
Really, when it comes down to driving, we teach them how to do it, and it comes down to the parents reinforcing and instilling, you know, the good habits and making sure that they're practicing the things that we teach them.
The National Safety Council estimates that nearly 200,000 traffic crashes nationwide are the result of texting, even more from talking, because more people do that. The council says both uses of cell phones while driving need to be addressed through legislation, personal action, or business policies. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.